the 10th Senate District borders Minnesota, directly east of the Twin Cities. It has the highest population growth in the state, as many Minnesota residents are retiring in Wisconsin. Others move here and commute across the border for work. That's driving up property values and taxes. Incumbent Republican Senator Sheila Harsdorf from River Falls faces a challenge from retired New Richmond attorney Gary Bakke. He's practiced law for almost 40 years and served as president of the state bar. The two are at odds over what to do about rising property taxes. Bakke disagrees with the Republican plan to freeze them, while Senator Harsdorf says that's one way to appease those who've moved into the state and are later shocked when they get their tax bill.
And they say, do something about this. So obviously, I don't want to get into the we versus them. It's not state versus local. Both levels of government are important. We're both spending taxpayer dollars, and we need to work together to figure out how we're going to avoid creating a disincentive for people to live within our state. Because once people start moving because our taxes are out of line, everything's going to hurt, including the school funding.
I think it is state versus local governments. The taxpayer bill of rights, or the Republicans' alternate proposal, that being a tax freeze, the premise is that local officials are wasting our money. Now, the local officials that I know, the town board members, the county board members, the school board members, are among the most conservative, fiscally conservative, careful people with our money that I know. And as a legislator, I want to focus on what the state is doing with its money.
Bakke says he could lower property taxes 50% by shifting public schools, technical colleges, and courthouse activities to income or sales tax revenue rather than property tax revenue. Senator Harsdorf says that would likely produce some tax increases when there's a need to shrink state government. The two candidates have clashed on statements each has made in campaign literature, but district voters are not seeing the barrage of negative ads that reached historic spending levels 4 years ago when Democratic Senator Alice Clausing was defeated by Harsdorf. Right now, the 10th Senate District is considered evenly split between Republicans and Democrats, with more Republicans in the new growth areas, but redistricting has given an edge to Democrats in other areas. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.